Charlie Lopresti is with us now, the man who conditioned Wise Dan. The champion is going to make an appearance here at Keeneland later this afternoon. He'll be paraded in front of this crowd on a bit of a chilly day, but that's okay. Wise Dan doesn't care. And I know Charlie won't care either, because when he looks at Wise Dan, he sees a horse that started 31 times, won 5 of those 31 starts, more than $7.5 million in earnings. He's a 2-time winner of the Breeders' Cup Mile, and he recorded 6 Eclipse Awards. How about that? Charlie Lopresti with us now on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Charlie, as always, appreciate the time.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm standing here looking at Wise Dan right now as we speak.
Well, you know, when you think about that career and you hear the accolades, and I go through those numbers, which are, you know, really staggering, what goes through your mind when you hear that and you think about everything that he accomplished?
Well, you know, he's just a dream come true, a horse like that, and I don't know where I'll ever find another one.
Yeah, that's always the concern when you lose such a star. They're impossible to replace. But it's really nice for you that you're going to get to keep him at the barn, because that's a horse that you're used to seeing every morning and you have such an affinity for and with. I think that's great that you're going to get to keep him at the barn.
Yeah, we do too. You know, I'm standing here petting on him right now. He's kind of mad at me. He doesn't understand why he's not in training. He doesn't understand why he's not running. His leg looks really good. And that was our biggest goal, is to retire him 100% sound, and where he could have a perfectly normal life, and we'll take him home and turn him out, actually, which was rather successful, Dan, for the winter, and let him have the winter off. And we'll probably bring him back here in the spring, and maybe we'll use him as our stable pony. We were talking about if he will make transition well, and he can. He likes being around the barn. He likes what he does, and I think if he can walk back and forth to the track with sets of horses and be part of our barn, that would be really good.
Charlie, talk about that day a few weeks ago when you finally realized that you're not going to be able to keep him in training and that he is going to have to be retired.
It was a sad day, really. I had him on the wash rack, and I noticed a little bump on his tendon. And you know when you see something and you think, well, it's really not there, maybe it's just a bang or something. But the more I looked at it and the more I watched him walk around the barn, it just didn't look right to me. And that was Monday morning, right before we were going to Woodbine, and I was like, dag on it. And anyway, I had the vet look at it. He said, I think we ought to at least ultrasound. It may be nothing. And when we ultrasound it, we've seen a little outside edge tear. And we just couldn't take him, you know. I mean, the thing about it is, if I ran him and he bowed a tendon or something like that, then, I mean, I just don't think he deserved that. And I didn't want to disgrace him and have him get beaten and knowing that he had something wrong with him. So it was really disappointing. I mean, for a couple of days, I couldn't even talk about it because the horse was doing so good. It was freaky the way he was training this year. I mean, his work, so everybody followed him, and everybody here at Keeneland saw how he was working. And he was really slated to run a really big race.
Was there any chance that after you turn him out for the winter, he would come back?
Well, you know, I got to tell you guys, I'm looking at it right now. You can hardly tell. But at that point, I was just, I don't know, I guess I thought enough is enough. We tried to bring him back, and this happened. And he's going to be 9 years old, and, you know, we would have manned another winter and bringing him back. And, you know, I just thought he's done all that. I mean, he's done so much for us, and I just didn't want to risk having something else go wrong or really getting him hurt. I'd rather him, you know, live out his days as a sound 100% horse that can just be a horse and just be happy.
Charlie, he was one of those horses that really did seem to just keep getting better with age. He won 17 of his final 20 career starts, and with a pair of seconds in there as well. So 19 or 20, he's first or second. His final start came last year in the Shadwell Turf Mile. He wins that particular race and really looked to be in top form. You think about everything that this horse has done and the way he continued to get better. People are going to forget that as a three-year-old, he won the Grade 3 Phoenix at 6 furlongs on the dirt here at Keeneland as well.
Well, you know, that's the thing. People don't – I guess people – well, you guys, just what you said, realize what kind of horse that he really is. I don't think a lot of times he got a lot of credit for you know, people just never gave him – well, I guess people did give him the credit, but – but he's a lot better horse than even everybody thinks about him. You know, I've heard so many people say, "Well, he never won a graded stake on the dirt." Well, that's not true. He won the, like you said, he won the Phoenix. He won the Grade One Clark. People forget that. And in the Stephen Foster, he got beat ahead in the Grade One on the dirt. You know,
and he should have won that day. And he should have won that day.
Exactly, should have won that day. You know, it's synthetic. He holds the highest buyer ever on synthetic. He's got a 117 buyer when he won the Ben Ali. He basically sprinted it for a mile and eighth, and John Velasquez was just hanging on the whole way. He's just an incredible horse. Everybody talked about running this horse in the Breeders' Cup Classic, and Mr. Fink didn't want to do it. But I really was considerate this year. This horse was training lights out on the dirt. He worked 59 and change. He came home his last quarter in 22. And I told Mr. Fink, I said, this will probably be his last year. We talked about it after the injury he had last year. And I said, if he goes to Woodbine and he runs the way I think he's going to run and he trains on here to Breeders' Cup, I think we really ought to consider it. He said, do you really think so? I said, I'm just telling you. This horse can win the Breeders' Cup Classic this year. I mean, I just think he's that good. And, you know, never get to know. And a lot of people thought I should have done it a couple of times. But, you know, I followed what Mr. Fink wanted to do and what we thought was best for Wise Dan. And he's had an incredible career doing it that way.
Charlie, almost right on cue as you're talking about Wise Dan, the video monitor here at Keeneland was showing the replay of last year's Shadwell Turf and now showing him walking into the winner's circle with Johnny aboard. And that day, I know, very, very special to you, as it was for so many racing fans around the country and around the world. Just curious, how often do you go and pop in a DVD of some of his races and watch those replays?
Well, we do that quite often, but I tell you, that's going to be the hardest thing for me today is to watch some of those races when we parade them. I hope I don't get too emotional about it because, you know, he's just daggone it. He's just taken us so many places and done so many nice things for us and for so many people in racing. I can tell you, we had two little children came by the barn about us. Month ago, and I didn't even know who they were, and they were with a man outside the barn, and they said, is there any shot we can see Wise Dan? My kids just love him. And I said, well, here, come in the barn. And he told me as we were walking in the barn, they said they watched all his races this morning before they came out here. So I guess you don't realize how much he's meant to the racing world and what he's done for the racing world.
Yeah, well, it's okay if you get emotional. That's the kind of horse that it's easy to get emotional about. Do you feel like a little bit of weight's been lifted off your shoulders with him being retired, that you don't have to worry about him as much as you used to?
Yeah, that's you hit the nail on the head because you said, you know, is there any chance of him coming back? Yeah, there probably is a chance to bring him back, but tendons are hard to bring back, whether it's a little tendon or a big tendon or whatever. And I always worry about him getting hurt. And I guess that goes through every trainer's mind because when they do what they do and they run as hard as they run, you know, you'll always have that fear of something going wrong. So I am relieved. I'm relieved in the fact that he's retired 100%. He's not hurt. And I can look back on all his races and all his tapes and all the pictures I got on the wall and just be proud of him and glad that we're going to have him to be around, hopefully, for a long time.
Well, Charlie, we'll look forward to seeing the champ back out here at Keeneland this afternoon. I know that will certainly be an emotional time for you, and want to thank you for all your time here on the program. You're always great, and want to wish you all the best moving forward with Wise Dan and with all of your horses, and look forward to seeing you out here this afternoon.
Well, thanks a lot. We really appreciate it.